tempo of this. We're doing etudes for the purposes of, before you play your things, for the purposes of just hearing what you're going for. I'm going to play the chords at that tempo, and then immediately following that, you do your etude. Like, is it
2 bars each?
Is it 1/5? Just tell me the
1/6/2/1.
1/6/2/1, 2 bars each, like. With her arpeggio, or her etude, 3/4. Excellent job. Excellent job. And actually, not only was it, there were several reasons why that was powerful for your helping you grow your musicianship. I'm just going to illuminate what they were. There's a fretboard theory thing, you solidifying your arpeggio shapes, right? And we had to correct a couple of them. There's technical things like string skipping you did. And there's a rhythmic thing. You put, like, you changed up the rhythms and you had, and there's melodic stuff too. Like there was, you changed direction and made it interesting in terms of the contour of the melody. So rhythm, melody, harmony, and technique, and fretboard theory is all wrapped up in the same exercise. This is why etudes are so powerful. Great job so far. Right, and then this is the second student who's doing chord tones only on C, G, A minor, and F. I'm going to play the chords first just so you can hear it, and then right when I'm done, go right to your exercise, all right? Like 2, 3, 4... Left. All right, 2, 3, go. Arpeggios. That is no small feat right there. So again, the same four elements: fretboard theory, tying melody to harmony and rhythm, and then the technical aspect of, you know, skipping strings and all that stuff you did. Very good. Excellent job. And then student number 3 has a progression that goes D. It's a 1/5/2/6 in D. Done, you'll do your etude. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go. We'll have to redo that. Okay. Maybe there's something wrong with the chord. I'll just do the last two chords to get us in. Like, job. One more time on that. I'm going to play the chords with you. 2, 3, go. Wait, something's... that problem is still happening. And it's probably not your fault. It's probably just there's some short in here. Like that?
It's Chad's fault.
Alright, one more time. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go. Thank you. I'm glad that I did the chords with you, because sometimes it seemed, when you did it on your own, it seemed like you were ending the phrases on non-chord tones.
Might have, yeah.
But then when you heard it in context, you were doing that, I was right?
I think I did, yeah.
And then you corrected it when, alright, so that's interesting, that's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
So you learn about the relationship of, one element we haven't talked about yet is tension and resolution, and when to be in control of whether you're on a chord tone, which is a total resolution, or you're on a scale tone, which might be some tension. Depending on the scale tone, it could be a lot of tension or a little tension. This is very good. That's everyone. That's four different etudes. So in the next few minutes, you don't have time to do maybe a whole thing, but like I told Cole, you could just pick two chords. Actually, that's not everyone. Ricky still has to go. But just do like two chords instead of four or something. But Ricky, are you ready, or do you need a couple more minutes?
Can you not record me for this?
Yeah, we don't have to record you.
Thank you.
Do you want
me to...
like
a minute or two?
Yeah, of course, you're doing
something
quarter notes, right?
Slow.
So yeah, play me a sample of it. So I'm going to recommend go even slower than that. You got a lot of string skips, so something like this, Ricky, like... And then to the next one. So you got to play it all the way through, right? So this is Ricky's. It's C, 2, 3. Just wait till I'm done. And then G. And then A minor and then F. The same as Cole had. 2, 3, go. That's great so far. One more time. There was one little in the last one, the F. There was one, I think, one little.
Can you try and play the F over again?
Nah, just do the whole thing. It's worth hearing again. It's only four bars. It's short. You guys can hear the chord changes underneath, right? Yeah. It's a wonderful thing. The intersection of scale tones and arpeggios and chromatics is a wonderful thing. Earlier I demonstrated that same progression, but we only got a few minutes left. You guys challenge me and give me a chord progression. Each of you pick one chord, but we should have it be related to each other, maybe.
F7.
All right, F7.
Sharp.
Right. F sharp 7?
Yes.
Fine.
F sharp 7.
And then can you guys, the three of the rest of you guys, pick three other chords that are somehow related to F sharp 7. Like, don't give me completely out of the blue nonsense to play.
A minor 7.
A minor would be pretty out there for F sharp 7. So play an F sharp 7. And play me some other chords. Give me some other chords that fit with that.
B7.
D7? That'll be fine. That's a flat 6 chord. B, you said?
A B minor or something.
B minor or B would work, yeah. And then can we resolve it to like a 5 chord? To like C sharp 7? So the chords are F sharp 7, D7, as per Chad, B minor as per Ricky, and then C sharp 7. So you have thank you. hard.
This will never be a hit.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Now you're just showing off.
So that's a hard. And if I was to actually write it down with to go one step further and do scale tones and chromatics, like if I actually try to write something down, let's see if I can do it. Like here's. What's our last chord? C sharp. To do that, to have it be musical and have all those elements going on, but that's therein is, it's like that's all there is. There's not much more in terms of the theoretical stuff. You can always get better with the phrasing and being more melodic, and that's all very good. But the actual technical stuff, like there's nothing else except arpeggios, which is the chord tones, scale tones. Like it goes like this. There's 12 notes, right? There's three or four at the bass. Three if you do triad arpeggios, four if you do seventh chord arpeggios, right? Let's just call it seventh chord arpeggios. Let's call it triad arpeggios. That's three. That's three out of 12. It's like a food pyramid. That's your bass. Like those are the strongest, right? And then the next tier up is the scale tones, the other four notes of a scale. There's usually seven notes of a scale. So you have three at the bass, which is the 1-3-5, and then the 2-4s. 6-7 are the scale tones, and then the other five notes are the chromatics. So if you have them in the right proportions, let's just do F♭7 only, because then you can hear. If I have that's chord tones only, right? If I put in some scale tone, I'm still landing and emphasizing the chord tones. But it's more interesting and more melodic because there's scale tones. So now that's two out of the three. The third one is the chromatics. Like almost, I think maybe I used all 12 notes, I don't know. I used damn near all of them, at least 9 or 10 or 11, if not 12. But you still very much heard the F sharp. That's all there is. There's only chord tones, scale tones, and chromatics. Any workshop like this gets you putting them into focus. That was a big one for you, Chad. I've heard you do the thing where you resolve to non-chord tones without necessarily realizing it. So this is going to beat that out of you. Excellent job, everyone. See you next week.